With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the final chapter, the eighth chapter in Hilchos Eruvin. The Rambam, in the second to last halacha, speaks about the importance of making an Eruv, both Eruvi Chatzeros and Eruvi Techumen, Dafke Erev Shabbos. We may not make it on Shabbos, nor can we make it on Yontif. So says the Rambam that if Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, Yom Tov Shechali is be'Erev Shabbos, you must make the Eruv on Thursday. And if it's a two-day Yom Tov that goes Thursday, Friday into Shabbos, says the Rambam, then you have to make the Eruv on Wednesday. Now, if a person forgot to make the Eruv on Wednesday, here we differentiate between Eruv Tchumen. There is no way to rectify it. Versus the Eruv Chatzeros, that generally there is a way through making a stipulation to actually make an Eruv Chatzeros both on Thursday and on Friday, as we will learn together the final halacha. But taking quickly a step back, really, Yom Tov is one day, but there was a period of time before we had a established calendar that the Yidden that lived far away from the Sanhedrin, in other words, the Jewish communities that lived outside the Holy Land, they did not find out on time to know what day of the month is the day that they are at. And therefore, when Yom Tov came, for example, when Pesach came, and everyone knows that the first day of Pesach is on the 15th day of Nisan, they didn't know whether that day was the 15th or whether that day was still the 14th. In order not to go into any doubt, they kept 2 days Yom Tov from a doubt. Now, even after we fixed the calendar by Hillel the Minor, because of the rule of Minig Aviseinu Biyodeinu, we outside Eretz Yisrael keep 2 days Yom Tov, but really it originated in a doubt. So when it's Thursday, Friday, really only one of those 2 days is Yom Tov. So Rambam concludes in Halacha Tezvav that this is what you have to do. This is the stipulation. You take the foods needed for the Eruv Chatzeros, and you say the following. Im hayom Yom Tov, you do this on Thursday. If today is Yom Tov, then what I'm about to say is meaningless, should be of no consequence, is of no consequence. But if today is not Yom Tov, it's really tomorrow, then this is the Eruv, which then is great because then you place the Eruv at of Yom Tov. But you don't know whether you did it. You don't know whether today is Erev Yom Tov or whether today is actually Yom Tov. So you got to repeat the same thing the next day. And like this, you covered both sides of the doubt and you got yourself a bona fide Eruv Chatzeros. Concludes the Rambam. But when it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then they are considered one day. And you can only make even an Eruv Chatzeros only if you remember to do it on Wednesday. And with this, we conclude the Perek and the laws of Eruvin. Now, the Rebbe, during the Fabrengen on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Lamites, as recorded in Sichas Kodesh of that time and year, the Rebbe began the Fabrengen explaining the beauty of this concept that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, here they are called one day. The Rebbe also quoted the words that are used in the Gemara. They are kiyoyma arichta. They are like a long day. And the Rebbe was emphasizing the usage of the word yoyma, day, explaining that day means day, but day means light. Oir vayikra elokim lo oir yoyim. The Rebbe actually quoted the Medrash that tells us that we know that when God Almighty created the world, He made available to the world a ruchniyazdika light that actually gave people, had they been there from the beginning, it gave Adam, until nowadays it gives tzaddikim who always have access to this light, a vision that they can see from one end of the world to the other. And even after Adam's failing, that light was only hidden Matzoi Shabbos. Which means that for Adam, from when he was created, as the Medrash says, there were shloishim v'shisha shoyz, there was 36 hours for Adam and Chava, that they had access to that light. So for them, the first Rosh Hashanah, from when they were created, they were already created the middle of the day, until the end of Matzoi Shabbos, until after Shabbos, they were living in an enlightened world. Gevaldik, and that's the inner meaning of its kiyoyim echad. And this expresses itself, this concept, that the 48 hours are considered a moment of light, firstly in the halacha that we just learned. But furthermore,
the Rebbe quoted the minig of the Friedrich Rebbe, Bechlal, to minimize the amount that one sleeps over the entire 48-hour period. Not to confuse with that which it says in Shulchan Aruch, that during the daytime a person should try not to sleep, not to have a fashlof and a mazel. The Friedrich Rebbe emphasized the importance of minimizing to sleep during the entire 48 hours, because it's a time of yoim. And during the day, one does not sleep.